And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our channel. This is Four Women, Four Health, and today we're so excited to dive into another really important topic just for you. We're going to talk a little bit about preventative measures when it comes to natural health and healing. And the reason for that is because a lot of times, I'm sure you've experienced this, is that you dive into something new or something beneficial once you get sick, but that's not really going to help you from getting sick. So today we want to share with you some insight of our favorite preventative measures that we take as health practitioners so that you can implement some of the same that align and resonate with you for your own family. And so this is really important because I think that vital that you know that the things that you do every day, the habits that you have, your lifestyle as a whole can really set you up for success. A lot of times when it comes to healthcare, I feel like we're really living in a time where it's more sick care. The healthcare happens within your home. It's what you do on a day-to-day basis.
And if you're doing these things, then you're going to be less likely to be in situations where you need things like antibiotics and steroids and the acute care. It's really important to understand that. I think preventative care, kind of in our country at least, looks more like imaging and going and getting biopsies and
mammograms.
Yes. And having your annuals at the OB or going to the dermatologist and having moles and things checked and cut off you. And I think we're so quick to kind of remove things as opposed to support them, or we're so quick to think like our tonsils, for instance. That's a great one. Your tonsils are one of your first lines
of defense.
Even
your gallbladder. Yeah.
Yeah. Your gallbladder is your liver's garbage can. Like, these are really, really important things that our body needs, and there's a purpose for all of them. So we got to keep the body healthy, and we got to look at preventative care like, okay, if we're eating right, if we're getting movement. For my family, we see Dr. Brooke and we come to chiropractic and make that a part of our routine health care. I'm in the sauna, as many of you guys know, on the regular, and really focus on keeping detox pathways open and sweating out those toxins, limiting your toxin burden in your home. I know so many of you love Halloween and you love pumpkin and all things scented fall, but how many of those things that you're putting into your home are causing major health issues that you're not aware of? And there are options, you know, and Carly can go into this more in depth, but as somebody who's been using essential oils for the last decade of my life, my house can still smell like pumpkin and cinnamon, but in a way that supports my body. Or I'm using thieves and my house smells like a beautiful fall day and it's not compromising my endocrine system. It's actually helping to clear things out of my body from an antibacterial standpoint in a good way while supporting my body that don't need to be there. And that's where we need to focus more on those kind of things because they make a difference.
Yeah. So in my home, I know that diet is a big one. If anyone follows me on social media, I share a lot about what I do to support my children and myself. Just macro balanced meals, focusing on high fiber, colorful variety of foods because there are so many different beneficial health properties in food, antioxidants. There's fiber in itself helps to move your bowels through and out of your body. And that is a form of detoxification. If you're not pooping every day, then there are toxins that are accumulating and circulating within your bloodstream. So even just getting all of that gunk, all of the invisible chemicals that you're exposed to when you purchase fresh fruit or, you know, whatever it may be, you're helping your body to get all of that out of you when you're prioritizing certain types of foods, making sure that you're trying to encourage your children to eat more colorful foods and be more mindful about offering things that are healthy and different and that can help boost their immune system. I think that's really important. I personally focus on macro balanced meals to help regulate my kids' blood sugar. So making sure that I'm not giving them just pure carbohydrates and sugar all the time, I'm always pairing it with a fat or a protein. So that's a huge one for us, and it's worked wonders. My kids start their day with a daily nutritional support shake and greens every morning, and it's funny, they were really reluctant at first. Now they crave it and they beg for it. Their body, their little bodies are catching on and craving all the goods. And so it's been interesting. My one son does still, suffer a little bit from the previous antibiotic use, but overall in our home, like last year, our kids went from being sick like 12 times a year to only 2 last year, which was really eye-opening. And a lot of what we did was we eliminated their food sensitivities and really honed in on nutrition. So that's one of them. And then definitely my other favorite is exercise. I am a personal trainer of 12 years, and I'm really passionate about teaching people how to move their body. Unfortunately, only 23% of our nation is physically active as an adult. So that's a huge number of people that are, you know, 23% of adults are active in that exercise, you know, the regular recommended 30 minutes, 5 times a week. So I love educating on body movement, and it doesn't always have to be something intense or crazy for it to count. Just moving your body, getting your 10,000 steps in. I personally love lifting weights, and I am a cardio girly as well, but I just love moving my body and sweating it out. It's a really great way to naturally support your detox pathways and help your respiratory, you know, system, especially, you know, it boosts your immune system. So I can go in and get all sciencey, but those are my two main ones that have really like proven to shape my life and help me to be the healthiest that I can be, even in some pretty hard chapters of healing. Mm-hmm. So
no, I love those. I think to add, definitely diet and exercise are my most favorite. Mm-hmm. But I would say stress management too.
Oh yeah.
That's is probably one. The big one, because if you are stressed to the max, you know, whether your body is telling you or you're feeling it mentally, or you're just fatigued, you're burning through all of your nutrients. Yep. You're destroying your hormones, and your body's not going to be able to fight any infection after that. So I think that's important to take a step back and realize. And it's much more than just saying, okay, I'm not going to be stressed today, or I'm not going to, stress about this one thing that's going on in my life, because it's daily easier practice. Said than done. Exactly. Yes. It's a daily practice. It's sitting back and maybe realizing what are the biggest stressors in your life, and if you can eliminate one or modify them a little bit. I mean, it's deep definitely breathing techniques, gratitude. Meditation.
Well, and you have to understand too, like, stress is one of those things, right? Because I remember having a practitioner say to me, like, after I said to her, well, I don't feel stressed right now. And she's like, well, but your body is saying otherwise, you know, after looking at my levels, my cortisol and other hormones. And it was just so interesting, because I'm like, you know, I wasn't feeling stressed in the moment, but like I had a lot of family trauma that kept presenting itself over and over and over again. And it was literally taking a toll on my body. And so it might not be, you know, like you're feeling like you have a good handle on your stress in the moment, mm-hmm. but there's underlying issues. There's traumas from your childhood, things going on with the world, making it difficult financially. Those toxins are still accumulating in the body. It's not just one thing, you know? So it's important to recognize that too. Like, you might not feel stressed in the moment, but your body is telling you.
And going into that from a chiropractic standpoint, it's so, so interesting to, you know, have patients come in and, you know, maybe they have this one thing going on, but I can tell when it's a stressful time in their lives. I mean, we hold stress in our body in ways that, you know, people wouldn't even imagine. And just to put my hands on them, I'm like, are you going through something? I can feel your body is holding this in.
She always feels mine.
It goes back to the movement. You know, your body is craving this movement, a different movement.
Last time I was at the chiropractor, she's like, what are you going through? You actually have knots in your scalp. And I'm like,
in your jaw,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And in my head, too. Mm-hmm. Like, she was like, I had her work on my jaw and my neck, and I was like, oh, here are my tension spots. And she's like, oh my gosh, you're holding on to so much.
You can really feel when somebody, and maybe they don't check in. Some people, unfortunately, that's their day-to-day life, and they don't check in with their body and realize how stressed they are. So, you know, chiropractic is helpful to just take a step back and say, oh, okay, my body is internalizing all this. This might be a little too much. I need to address it.
Yeah,
100%.
I think it is very interesting.
What about our homeopathy specialist, Carly? What would you say?
So I do all those same things, you know, detoxing, making sure that the products in our house are clean. As mentioned before in the last episode, Thieves from Young Living, that cleaner is something that's amazing because when you're using it, you're also boosting your immune system with all those oils that it's formulated with, like the cinnamon and the rosemary and lemon and all that stuff. So it's not only cleaning, but it's also supporting your family's whole immune health overall. Colloidal silver is something that I also will always keep on hand. And I just went on my trip. I upped my colloidal silver intake. Basically, I took it a teaspoon anytime I walked into my kitchen. So it was probably like all day long, honestly, probably too many times. I would say 7 times is a good thing to do. I just didn't want to get sick, you know, but I went all the way to Europe. With doing that the whole week before my trip, and I didn't get sick. I didn't come home. I didn't get sick at all. So just a little tip for you. And the diffusers, you mentioned the candles. Get out the diffusers instead of the candles. Those warm scents of the fall and the winter that people love, pumpkin spice, all of that stuff can be replicated using essential oils that are going to also boost your immune system.
Yeah, I love my oils.
Me too.
I bring them everywhere I go. I have an oil with me.
Yeah, wow. You and I are like soul sisters. That's what I'm known for.
I have like 6 with me at all times.
You know, well, and it's important too to understand that's, you know, and Carly can really speak to this, but everything, you know, comes with balance too. Like even the natural stuff, too much of a good thing can be too much. So
yeah, definitely.
We need to allow our bodies to do what, you know, they were created to do. And I think a lot of the time our first defense is to suppress, and we want to feel better, and we don't recognize that we're actually creating more of an imbalance, or we're, you know, suppressing the body from doing what it should be doing. Like when people talk about fevers and they get nervous, like I get it. It is nerve-wracking to see your child sick or when you don't feel well, but we have to kind of shift that conversation from being sick to our body is healing. Our body is doing what it should be doing.
Fevers are good.
You have to slow down. Like you need more rest. And oftentimes we get sick when we're doing too much, when we're inundating our body with too much junk, when we're trying to keep up with everybody around us, or we have too much stress in our life. It's like, that's when the immune system starts to fail. And if you don't put the right things in your body throughout the year, you know, you can't think like, okay, it's fall season. I'm getting less sunlight. I'm busier because fall comes with back to school, holiday season, more sugar,
plus
more
add in
stress,
like random occurrences that might pop
life
up.
Happens, right? All these different things, right? And it's like you're surviving on, you know, chai lattes and, you know, sugary, you know, pastries every single day, which so many people are. And then kids too, like Janelle's kids go to public school. She still can make a macro balanced lunch for them.
Oh yeah. Like, and they stay gluten and dairy free. My kids have food sensitivities. They stay, I am fully committed, like daycare, you know, school, they're all informed on what to do with my kids. I send them with, you know, their snacks and their lunches and whatnot. And I know a lot of times the reaction is like, I don't want to be a bother. I don't want to be that person. Listen, it has caused so much like just peace in my house and in my life. My kids are no longer sick every single 5 minutes. And, you know, they're happier. Their behavior has changed. They're craving and enjoying new foods. Their palates are expanding. Like it's not like being extra. It's being, you know, it's taking your responsibility and privilege as a parent to just do the best to set your child up for success with the information that we have these these days, and it's plastered right in front of us, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I think it's easy to turn a blind eye when something makes you feel uncomfortable. And I'll tell you straight up, Meg was just talking about fevers. It wasn't until last year that I really started to understand what fevers were doing. And
think like a sauna.
I was constantly just like in so much fear of like what could happen. And then I started to really inform myself and educate myself. And it's just so interesting, like, what happens when you kind of like release yourself from that fear and you allow yourself to think about and learn about like the factual information. Like, yes, there's always a time and a place for acetaminophen and there's always a time and place for the ER, but it's not as often as you would think.
Well, and we should honestly, and I'm saying this respectfully, we should be more afraid of Tylenol than a fever, because the way that we overdose Tylenol, like, Tylenol literally suppresses your body's master antioxidant. Your glutathione is so important in order for your immune system to function the way it needs to. And the minute you take those things, okay, you might feel better that your child's fever has gone down and they might feel more comfortable, but their body, you just did a disservice to them, because you can't physically see that and what it's doing on the inside. It's like we have this comfort over it. But if we could really see the way that it's impacting these kids negatively, and that's why the fever comes back, because the body's so smart and the body knows, like, okay, yeah, the fever might go down for a little bit, but it's going to come back because it's going to try to do its job and we get in the way of it. So it's like, think of it like, okay, if I were to go to a sauna and I know that the temperature rising is going to make me sweat more, so I'm going to be detoxifying as I'm sweating out all of those toxins and excreting that from my body. Well, a fever is doing the same thing. It's trying to get rid of what's creating the infection or causing the sickness in the body. And yes, there's a time and a place. You know, they say really 104, 105 is when you need to start looking at, okay, maybe I should go and see if there's something major underlying outside of a cold or flu that I picked up or a child picked up at school or daycare. But the other thing too is, are they getting enough fluids? And by that, I'm not talking about Pedialyte. I'm not talking about Gatorade. I'm talking about real electrolytes with real minerals. Are you giving them things like bone broth and soups, not Campbell's, but like real bone broth, like real nutrient dense foods and supplements to give their body what it needs to help fight whatever's invading. And I think that's where we have this big misconception, like, okay, back to school season, kids are going to catch colds and kids are going to catch sickness. Well, then why are we not preparing them better? Why are we allowing them to go to school and eat Doritos and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and Little Debbie's snacks and Gushers and juice boxes? And why, as teachers, are we giving them Jolly Ranchers and candy and treats and sweets and all of this stuff? I mean, even doctor's offices, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, kids catch a cold. No, kids' immune systems have been compromised. Their bodies are full of toxins, and now they're more susceptible to getting sick. So we need to be thinking about that. It's not daycare. It's not, you know, going to school. It's the body is being inundated with toxins. And when there's a lot of imbalances and there's more toxins than the good guys to fight for them, the body's going to get sick. That's what's going to happen, because the body's trying to communicate to us that it needs to move these toxins and bacteria that are, you know, essentially wreaking havoc out. And that's what it's going to do. And we need to respond to it the right way, not keep it from doing what it should be doing. So we really have to understand, I think, sickness in a different way. We need to know that, you know, our body is doing its job. We can freak out and get worried, or we can support the body. Is there a time when we might have to step it up and go to an emergency room or an urgent care, or, you know, take the next measure and use an antibiotic, or maybe you're going to give in and do acetaminophen, but you can do the Genexa, or you can do Earthly, use a brand, you know, that is a little bit better and doesn't have red dye. Like, there are options, there are things, and you can take your kid to a chiropractor. probably one of the reasons why Dr. Brooke is more susceptible is because she still works with children mm-hmm. when they're under the weather, because we know that supporting their nervous system and giving them that chiropractic care is going to help their body.
And that's why I love my preventative measures for myself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Thank goodness she's marrying a chiropractor, you know. So it's like we really have to pay attention to that stuff. More so than we do, because it's not so much a mystery as to us controlling the controllables and paying attention to the things we're doing. And I think we need to have less like weird conversation around people who are doing those things being odd and, you know, why would you ever feed your kid those things? Or, you know, I would never take gluten or dairy or things. You wouldn't until you do, and then you see
the benefits
and the way it affects your kids. And so that's the stuff I think if we can just kind of shift our perspective, we'll have less of a need for that conventional aspect of medicine. Carly, do you have anything to throw in?
We haven't bought Tylenol in like 3 years.
Yeah, see?
Amazing.
It's true. Once you stop using it.
It's funny because... this past winter, I think it was, there was one sickness that we got where my husband, Nick, he was taking Tylenol, or not Tylenol, but NyQuil and stuff. And I don't take that at all, but he does because he's very hardworking and he can't be down and out for the day. He usually goes to work sick. But anyway, I was better within 24 hours and he dragged on for like 3 to 4 days. So that just shows that it definitely works when your body does what it needs to do.
It's supported.
Absolutely. Yep. Support, not suppress.
That's right. Yep. All righty. We will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.